For instance, we were talking about the principle as above, so below. Okay, or the law of correspondences. There's avenues to the law of correspondences that if you think about it enough, you will get flashes of all kinds of information on it. Like, for instance, the fact that this universe is built on seven. But you go down and you find the quarks are built on the number six. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that maybe the law of correspondences, there might be something smaller than the quarks built on five? You know, and so the law of correspondences can give you a lot of information about a lot of different things. Now, when we see, we observe things, the atoms are, as far as we know, circular. And as we get bigger and bigger, everything seems to be more circular till we get to the Earth. The planets and the stars, very circular. But then we get to the galaxies, they're more, they evolve into spirals. So what would the universe look like? So we get, as we get bigger and bigger, the creation gets flatter and flatter. So maybe the whole universe itself would probably be like a giant spiral galaxy, but maybe a little bit different form. But we see, when we see as above, so below, but with differences, that there's correspondences, but it's never, creation is never exactly the same. We have the atom, then we have the human atom, which has correspondences. And then we have the planet itself, which corresponds to a giant life. And then the greater lives and the greater lives, they all correspond, but each one is different. Each one is different, but with similarities. And this is what's interesting about the law of correspondences, is you don't look, you don't correspond one thing to another and get exactly the same thing. You correspond one thing to another and you get similarities. And the similarities give you an idea as to what is there, but with differences. There will always be differences. Everything in the universe is different from everything else. Even like, say, a piece of gold has billions of atoms, and each one of those atoms is a little bit different than every other atom. No two are exactly the same. Every cell in your body is a little bit different from every other cell. Every human on the earth is a little bit different than every other human. But it's amazing when you look at human beings how much we look the same, but then how much different we are. Look at the people in this room. We all have two arms and two legs. I don't quite have 10 fingers. But we all look a lot the same. But then when you look at the sameness, you see a lot of things same with all of us. But then you look at differences, you think, wow, look how different we all are also.
I love being in an airport and looking at all the faces, because it's amazing to me how just on a face, two eyes, a nose, a mouth, two ears, and a hair, you can watch 1,000 people go by in the airport. They're all different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like...
It's like music. It's like how many songs and how many different, you know.
Seven notes.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It blows me away how we can always come up with a new song.
I'm the same way. I like to be in a crowd and just watch the people, and I think, watch somebody go by, and I think, you know, that person has a whole life totally different than my life. Yet there's a lot of things same.
You know? We share a planet with all these people that we know nothing about.
Yeah, it's fun to meet new people also, because everybody is, you know, a book unto itself. They say every person has a book in them. Yeah. You know, it's one thing that a lot of writers say, you know, is that everybody has a book that could be written about them. You know, Lorraine's probably got 3 books in her. Okay, so what's the main step to achieve soul contact, And the main step, we go back to what I said about attention. If you don't put any attention on receiving contact, then the chances of getting it are small. The more attention you put on it, the more likely it will be to come. But when you put attention on, doesn't mean it's going to happen right away. But once you learn about the concept, then it's important that you think, you concentrate on thinking about the higher spheres. Now, for a religious person, he thinks about God and communicating with God. And if he thinks about that long enough, then pretty soon maybe things will come that he attributes to coming from God. For a metaphysical person, he may think soul or higher spheres or whatever, but because God is really omnipresent throughout his entire creation. So the important thing is to think of a sphere higher than physical reality, and that there is something there that all knowledge and all principles and are there waiting to there for us to be discovered. All ideas, it's all there waiting for us. We just have to tap into it. And we can tap into it. You can tap into it a number of different ways. Like, say, the religious person will concentrate on prayer. Another person may concentrate on meditation. Another person may just concentrate on reading and sifting things through his mind, thinking about them. But the important thing is to get things stirring through your mind with a belief that there is something higher than physical reality. If you don't believe in something higher than physical reality, then the chances of connecting to something higher than physical reality are very small, because we're limited by our beliefs. And our limitations is an amazing thing to consider. We're given limitations so that we can achieve joy by overcoming those limitations. That's the path to happiness, is overcoming limitations. And that's one of the reasons we come down here. Like I say, we come down here to this physical world where we're like a man exploring the bottom of the ocean in a heavy metal suit that can barely, it takes a lot of energy to move forward for him. And this is the way we are in this physical reality. It takes a lot more energy to move from one place to another than it does in the higher spheres. If you're in parts of the spirit world and you want to go 1,000 miles, you just think about it and you'll be there. But here, if we want to go 1,000 miles, you have to travel a couple days in a car or get on an airplane, wait in line, and it's a big struggle to get that 1,000 miles. But in the higher spheres, you can go there at the snap of a finger. Here, things are a lot harder. We're limited a lot more. But by overcoming these limitations, we open the path to joy. And that's one of the reasons we come down here, to have the struggle to be able to master the lowest of the spheres. And eventually we will all master them. It takes a lot of lifetimes and a lot of work. But one of the keys to mastery, one of the big times that we really make progress, is when we make soul contact. And the soul contact must be preceded by a belief that there is something more than just the physical reality. It's okay, so you have to believe in something higher than the physical. You believe in something higher, and then you seek to contact it. Seek to be contacted by it, or seek to contact it, and then run things by it. You run your life by it. You run your knowledge by it. You run what you've been studying by it. And you study things related to it until finally the day will come where you get a flash will come to you. Now, when it comes to knowledge, speaking of the flash, it does come in a flash. Now, the still small voice kind of gives you direction. But the flash is something else. The flash is the inspiration. The flash is where you contact an idea from the higher worlds. And that idea, that concept, comes down and enters your mind at a time that you've been maybe thinking of one of the puzzles of life or something that you've been very curious about. You've been thinking about it. And after a lot of thought, maybe you've been thinking about something for years. and suddenly a flash will come. And it's all of a sudden you see it instantly in a totally different way than you've ever seen it before. I've had this happen with scriptures I memorized. When I was young, in my early 19 to 21, I memorized a lot of scriptures. And maybe 20 years after I memorized a scripture, I'll be driving down the road again, and the scripture goes through my mind, and all of a sudden, something comes to me about that I had never realized before.